I guess there's few people that would argue that Photoshop is the de facto industry standard photographic manipulation package. If you're going to use Photoshop in schools, and many do, of course, then of course you've got an overhead of actually buying it, maintaining it, having it installed, paying for upgrades possibly. So some schools, of course, go for the freeware alternatives like GIMP, which is the open source version. That's particularly quite powerful too. And of course, with software like that, you've got the option that students could install it at home with no cost to themselves, other than, and maybe even you can provide it as a download from school. So that's all well and good, but the installation often causes problems. What about if somebody wants to do that and work on their photos on a tablet device, for example? They're not going to be able to install Photoshop necessarily, or indeed GIMP. Maybe there are apps that will do that. But if you want to maintain a degree of consistency, you've all got to be using the same interface. If you want to be able to share your ideas and share the findings that you've got with each other as students or a teacher with students, then it's easier if we're all working in the same environment. So online photo manipulation packages offer the option to be able to do that, and very often at a zero cost. Picozu, that's Picozu, is one such package. And interestingly, it's been designed to run in HTML5, which means that you don't need Flash, which means that, of course, you can use it on a variety of tablet devices too. All you need is a good browser and an internet connection, and away you go. It's quite a powerful package. It provides you with all the kind of features that you normally expect from a photo manipulation package. So the starting point is to upload a photo. Then you've got different selection tools. You've got text tools, shape drawing tools, paint brushes of different descriptions, erasers, and all that kind of thing. The palette's quite interesting because as you upload a photo, it gives you a palette based on the colors that are within that image. So that can be really useful when you start to do any image editing. You've got the kind of filters that you'd normally expect to have. And you can resize the images, and well, of course, when you've done, you need to be able to save it. Well, you don't need an account in order to do that. You can just click simply save the image and save it out to your local device, whatever that happens to be, and it'll come out in lots of different formats, JPEGs, bitmaps, PDFs even, Adobe PostScript files, TIFFs, and even Picozoo files, so you can re-upload it later on. If you want to save it online, all you need to do is to set yourself up with a free account.